What year are you talking about?
1914?
And 15.
1915?
Yeah. It was. That's when he switched.
So, like...
And in 1914, he switched.
Like, December?
Right. This time.
1915?
1914.
1914, December.
The middle of the beginning of the First World War.
Because it started in, like, August of...
1914.
So
a few months later. Nachman Tulchiner. Nachman Tulchiner. He was a Talmud of Rav Nosson, which is Talmud Rabbeinu. I mean, she's talking about it's almost from Rabbeinu he received. Only one spring off. Yeah? Rabbeinu. He was called the Chazan of the Kloy. He was the Chazan. Right? In Breslev and Uman. Breslevers that live in Uman. He used to daven, Bistoirus Rabba, with a great enthusiasm.
Fire,
fervor. Yeah, mamash. Burning heart. If anyone wants to hear also like that, comes to where I Nikuda Taiva and the best of over there. He doesn't come every day, but Rabbi Yamin Kayan. He davens and your heart melts. Such. Mamash, beautiful. Every day he doesn't come, I get upset. I told Rabbi Yamin, you have to come every day. We can't daven without you. He tells me, you have to daven for me, then I'll daven with you. I said, okay.
Comes here?
It doesn't happen here. Mikuda Toiva. Chob Lecher. Right near Mashal in Shtibla. Right near, the little street. Every day by Nates is there. Almost every day. That he used to say that his davening of Nachman Tulchiner is like a Qatar of a rakevet. It's like, how do you say Qatar? The first car in the train, the car that pulls you the train. What's
the engine? Right?
Yeah, it sounds like the engine of a train. Not today's engine. I'm talking about those days.
Steam engine.
Yeah, steam engine. Right, exactly. Right, like a burning pot. That's what he used to daven, and he used to drag everyone with him in his davening. And when he was nifter, so Anash used to say that till Mashiach will come, we'll never hear such a davening. I wish to be there also. So, Rav Nachman Tulchiner also was the shamish of the Kloyes in Uman, and that's how he used to sign his letters. Me, I, Nachman, the shamish of the Kloyes. So, of the Kloyes, the shul of the best. It's called the Kloyes. The Kloyes means the yard. It's called the inn yard. Yeah. But he wasn't just a shamish, like Rabbi Yitzchak was also a shamish of the shul, right? And he was the leader of the generation of Breslev until he died. And also he was the leader of Breslev after Rav Nosson was nifter. And Rav Nosson himself said, I'm pairing everything that I can with my pen. And I'm also giving the power to hold the steering wheel to Rav Nachman Tulchiner. He himself, that's what Rav Nosson wrote, I'm giving the power of leadership after me to Breslev to Rav Nachman Tulchiner. So he himself passed over the moshchot, the reins to Rav Nachman Tulchiner. Okay, so it's not Stam. Of course, we don't have a Rebbe, I have only one Rebbe, it's Rav Nachman. But he has students in each generation as leaders. He was appointed.
He was very
close to Rav Nosson, of course, Rav Nachman Tulchiner. And his son, Rav Avram Bar Rav Nachman, which is the next leader of Breslev, that's the one that Rav Levi Yitzchak was his Talmid, used to say that they weren't found in any people, students of Rav Nosson. People were so close to Rav Nosson like my father was, Rav Nachman Tulchiner. For like 14 years, he was every moment as much as he can close to him. And Rav Nachman was very busy writing all of his Rav Nosson's writings to print them out. And sometimes Rav Nachman Tulchiner was so busy, he was so excited when he was writing Rav Nosson's words over, writing them, he gets such fire to Hashem that he couldn't continue writing. He had to put it down to calm down. He couldn't. It was just so fire to Hashem. Rav Nachman, that's the one that his son defined him as he was the Yeshua bin Nun of Moshe Rabbeinu. Meaning every Rebbe is Moshe Rabbeinu, and his student is Yeshua Ben Nun. Every Rebbe, that's how it is. Okay, any leader, he's the Moshe Rabbeinu of his Yeshua. He's the son, and then the Yeshua Ben Nun. I would say like Rav Arush and Rav Berlan Kipshuta, also Rebbe Netamit, right? And also by Rabbeinu and Rav Nassim. Rabbeinu was Moshe Rabbeinu of Rav Nassim. And Rav Nassim was the Yeshua Ben Nun. But Rav Nassim was also of Moshe Rabbeinu of his Talmid, of Rav Nachman Tzurchina. Yeah? And Rav Nachman, that's a. Besides the fact that. That Rav Nachman Tzurchina's Yerzeit is the same Yerzeit as Yeshua Ben Nun. Chav Vav of Nisan, 26th of Nisan. So it's not Sam. By the way, this Chav Nachman Tulchino's Yotzeit was the Yotzeit of Yeshua Ben Nun. Chav Vav of Nisan. By the way, Shabbos was the Yotzeit of Rabbi Eliyahu Chaim Ruzin. Very good friends of Rabbi Yitzchak. He's the one who built the breast of Shul over here. And Shabbos was his birthday and his Yotzeit. He died in the same day as his birthday.
Oh.
Okay, and they say that this is the Tzadikim. That they completed their tikkun in the world.
What's his name?
Rabbi Eliyahu Chaim Ruzin.
Eliyahu
Chaim Ruzin.
Oh,
Ruzin.
Yeah.
You met him?
No,
but I saw pictures. He was in Uman. He got the same ages of Levi Yitzchak. I'll be talking about him later. He was in Uman in the same years. He sat with Levi Yitzchak in jail. He was supposed to be. Executed the next day, and the judge or whatever called him, and he told him to leave because he was his father-in-law, and he was a Breslov chassid. And before he died, he told him, if any Breslov comes under your hand, make do a favor for them, fix them, help them, and he let them go. And afterward, they killed him because of that, but he saved the generation. And they let them go. They were supposed to be killed the next day. They knew it. The whole night they were saying stories of Sipur Maises of Rabbeinu. Say that's the best thing to do before they die. They were ready to die. Prepared to die. And then they fled, and Rabbi Levi Yitzchak was... that's why Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, even after last year, he was able to go to Uman. He was able to get a visa to go, right? But he was afraid to go. Scared to death to go. Because he was considered a criminal over there.
Did you go again after that?
He was there for 27 years in Oman. So.
But Rosen, you did go?
Ambulance. Is that the show?
Both of them basically started Breslov in Yeshua.
Yeah, but the money was Rabbi Chaim Ruzin, which the Yotzer was on Shabbos. He was very close with Rabbi Tzvi Rosenfeld. He used to go to America all the time and bring a lot of money from there. The shul, they built it in three stages. It's built on two plots of land, two different plots of land. One was a hotel, it's called Malon Eretz Yisrael. The other part, which is further away from us, I think, was a mill. Where they used to grind the flour, wheat, making the flour. They first bought the hotel, then they bought the other part. And after they built the two parts, they built the shul on top. For years they davened down in the bottom. For years davened in the bottom, where the kollel is. And then they built the top.
What time period was that when they started building the shul?
50 years ago, 55 years ago.
So, 1960s?
Maybe a little bit earlier even, yeah. Not sure exactly. Could ask. Rav Nassim Maimon for sure.
This is not the main one.
Yeah, the main.
This is the main show.
Talk about the main breast show.
You're talking about this show.
Yeah. Not this show. The main breast show.
So this is not the main breast show.
No.
The main breast show in Hashem.
Yes, sure.
This is this building is 90 years old, and it wasn't this high. It was two floors lower till 4 years ago. It was just two floors. It was a Ma'aval Gvul. It was a British office first, and then it was a Ma'aval Gvul. It was the border between Israel and Jordan. When the Israelis, there was a group that was sitting in the Pan Scopus, but they were there It's called a muvlat. It wasn't connected to here. Every few months I had to switch and bring food, and they used to go through here. Afterwards, it became Bet HaMishpat LaAvodah. It was a court of work.
Labor court.
Labor court, yeah. And then a few years ago, when labor court moved to Keren Hayesod, right near the OU Center, the building over, where Bank Yerushalayim is, right before Bank Yerushalayim over there. So then this building was empty for many years, maybe 10 years, maybe more. And then the Medina put it out as a mechraz. I don't know how you say that in English.
That for lease?
Yeah, whoever puts out the most money. Right?
Option.
For sale. Mm-hmm. So there were three people or bodies who were fighting for this. Bank Poli, which had a lot of money. Gul, which are billionaires. Gul, Hasidic Gul. And Little Rav Amos. Alone. But not so alone. With a lot of hours of tefillah. Tefillah works. And then they got a lawyer who did a combination. Combination. He did all kinds of things. What did he do? He went to the state and said, listen, we'll rent it for you for 10 years now, okay? So they said, okay. Now there's a law. If you rent it for 10 years, the person who's living in there, he has the rights or something to get it before they bring it out or something. So that was the whole thing. And then I was able to buy it. And then Ravalish basically he won the thing because he was also the neighbors didn't want Ravalish to be here because Bale Tshuva Hashem Erachim. And kids, so the whole story. And Baruch Hashem, now you guys are all benefiting from this.